Hey guys, welcome to another fresh episode of Stock Paathshala's podcast. And today we will be discussing about insider trading examples. So let's get started. Insider trading. We have been noticing it mentioned in the news a lot lately, and still many are unaware of the concept. So we will try to solve the mystery around the concept by providing you with the insider trading examples. Let's first brief the concept of insider trading. Insider trading is the act when an employee trades in their own company share. An insider, as the name suggests, is an individual closely associated with the company and who, by virtue of their work, possesses material information specific to that company. Before going any further, we should learn the insider trading types. It is legal and illegal. Legal insider trading is where an insider trades a company's securities and later reports the transaction to the concerned authorities. However, the traders under no circumstances place trades on the basis of some kind of insider information, news, but rather information that is out in the public domain. Illegal insider trading, on the other hand, refers to the trade carried out by insiders on the basis of insider information. Here, the traders make use of the insider information that isn't available to the public. Now, the concept looks easier on paper but has some intricacies as well. Plus, there can be certain scenarios with various factors and players featuring in the act that needs to be looked at. So, let's understand the concept of insider trading with examples. So now, we'll be discussing about insider trading examples in India. A recent report states that SEBI probed into over 70 cases of insider trading in fiscal 2019. This is a clear indication of the sudden rise in the popularity of the ill practice. The same trend can be detected in more developed stock markets of the world. Quite a number of investors take up the opportunity to purchase or sell the shares of their own company, which leads to disturbing the market sentiment. When certain heavyweight trade in their own company shares, many retail investors tend to follow in their footsteps as they see it to be indicated a piece of positive news related to the company. Thus, the people in key position of the company can easily manipulate the investors' sentiment about company. They can either attract or repel investors with these kind of transactions. Depending upon the fact if these transactions are made while abiding by the rules of share market, these can be classified as legal or illegal insider trading. For understanding the part better, we should look at some of the instances of both types. There have been a number of infamous incidents of some of the biggest names in the industry registering huge profits by abusing their power and access to information that is not available in the public domain. Since the authorities all around the world have different definitions for the term insider and insider trading, and even insider information for that matter. In India, SEBI has an official name for insider trading as Unpublished Price Sensitive Information, or UPSI. Here are some of the insider trading cases in India that have shocked the market and will live long in the memory. Despite SEBI's persistent calls to investors to stay away from practicing insider trading, yet there have been breaches of rules and regulations set by the regulator. Now, we will look at some of the real-life examples of insider trading in India. The first case is of Saurabh Mukherjee, who is a former CEO of Ambit Capital. Saurabh Mukherjee, the former CEO of Ambit Capital, recently paid a penalty fee of about Rs 1.38 crore for settling an insider trading case with SEBI. The case was in relation to the broker relaying unpublished price-sensitive information about Manappuram Finance in the form of research reports to its clients. Mukherjee, through his meeting with the senior executives of the finance company, got to know about the financial loss for the quarter ending in March 2013. The probe found Mukherjee had access to non-public information, which is further distributed among its clients as research reports. SEBI, in its verdict on the case, found Mukherjee guilty of violating the Code of Conduct for Prevention of Insider Trading. Post the case verdict, Mr. Mukherjee had to pay the penalty fee for settling the case. Another case is of Shri Jayesh Harendranath. Shri Jayesh Harendranath, general manager at SpiceJet, was found to be guilty of violating the PIT, that is, Prohibition of Insider Trading Regulations, in a case that dates back to 2016. Mr. Harendranath had bought about 3,100 shares of SpiceJet scripts on the basis of unpublished price-sensitive information regarding the company's earnings. SEBI found Mr. Harendranath's action to be violative of PIT regulation as he profited from having access to the price-sensitive information which was available to him by virtue of his position at the company. Further, the market regulator found Mr. Harendranath guilty of violating another count of insider trading norms as he transmitted the information to his brother Sandeep account, who then made a purchase of 800 shares. Subsequently, both have been fined Rs. 23 lakh and Rs. 12 lakh as penalty for adopting the ill practice of insider trading. Now, we will be discussing the case of General Insurance Corporation of India. SEBI had found the state-owned insurance company, General Insurance Corporation of India, violating the PIT regulation and has thereafter collected the settlement charges of Rs. 1.23 crore. The stock market regulator conducted an investigation and found the insurance company guilty of a delay in disclosing the change in shareholding of the company. GSE was found to have delayed intimating SEBI about the share of Axis Bank scripts. GSE was issued a notice in regards to settling the case by paying a fee of over Rs. 1.23 crore. The insurance company thereafter agreed to pay the case settlement fee. Now, we'll be discussing about legal insider trading examples. Whenever we think of insider trading, we seem to only think of it in a negative light. However, there does exist a thing such as legal insider trading, where no ill practice form a part of the process. Traders purchase or sell their own company shares on the basis of information that is available to the public, hence have no advantage over the traders in the stock market. Further, traders notify every such transaction to authorities, that is company as well as SEBI. Now, we will be mentioning a couple of legal insider trading examples that will help you to understand the core of it. The first example is of a company is about to float its IPO, that is initial public offering, in order to generate funds as it has plans of expanding its manufacturing facilities and repayment of loans to investors. One of the CEOs of the company is selling 3,000 of his shares of the company during the IPO. However, the CEO has disclosed this transaction to SEBI in the DRHP papers filed by the company. Thus, this is totally legal on the CEO's part to sell his shares after he has disclosed the plans to the SEBI. The second example is of Raman, who is an employee at a highly reputed stockbroking firm in Mumbai. Raman is completing his year at the company and is expecting a pay hike. The company operating in the stock market has a policy of offering their employees incentives either in the form of fixed salaries growth or 100 company shares. Raman, just like many of his colleagues, chooses to purchase shares in the company. This again is totally legal, since here the trader, Raman, purchased shares in the company as a part of their remuneration from his employer company. The transaction will be reported to the stock market regulator, SEBI, by the broking firm, thus adhering to the insider trading regulations prescribed by the SEBI. So now let's consider some illegal insider trading examples. We know the concept well now. Here, the trader or insider trades on the unpublished price-sensitive information. This trade practice is illegal as insider traders have an unfair advantage over others who don't have access to that specific information. The insider can be a person currently working with a company or has been an employee in the past who is believed to have access to such critical information about the company. So let's consider some of the illegal insider trading examples that will help clear the picture in the mind regarding the topic. The first example is of Aditya, who is a lawyer to Devansh, who owns a digital marketing company. In one of the meetings, Aditya hears Devansh mention that the company is going through a bad spell and the board members are recommending that the company files for bankruptcy. Aditya, who is an active trader as well as looks to seize upon the material information and instantly sells his shares in Devansh's company to earn a profit before the market value of the company's shares fall further downwards. Here, Aditya, who by virtue of his association with the marketing company had access to unpublished information that could have an impact on the company's share prices, gave him an unfair advantage. Thus, this is illegal insider trading. So now after this, we can conclude that insider trading, although has been around in the stock market as a dark practice known to a select few traders, has lately been significant growth in traders adopting the measure for their own gains. As per a recent report, SEBI investigated over 70 cases of insider trading amid the increase in the number of PIT violations. So this naturally attracts the attention of the traders who are just starting out in the stock market. Since there are two types of insider trading, the first up is legal insider trading, where an insider trades in the company's securities and later discloses those transactions to the concerned authorities. Then there's illegal insider trading, where the insider makes use of some sort of insider information that is not available to the general public. The concept can get tricky and can be understood better with the means of insider trading examples. If you want more updates, stay tuned.